Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How's your day going so far?
It's going okay.
Okay, cool. Well, I wanted you to call so that we can go over a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
For one, there was a call requested from one of the clients from Koala DC client. On the call, this call is actually taken around the beginning of March, but mm-hmm. just because of the severity of the nature of the call, I wanted to go over it with you just so that we can be sure that we're continuing to follow the correct path as far as with protocol. The customer called in mad about being charged or whatnot. They made a bank threat and then a BBB threat, and you felt to begin threat protocol, and then you disconnected the call on them. Now, the client requesting this call, because there was a BBB complaint filed against that campaign, in which that's how the client, you know, was brought to their attention. I know that Aya had spoke with you like around the beginning of this month, and I know that there was like a written warning documentation that was provided, but I just want to make sure that you are aware, like that is super severe, when it comes to us not adhering to threat protocol on campaigns and save protocol and things like that, just so that you're following, like I said, the correct path and not having this issue occur any further. Like, we can't hang up on customers unless they're personally okay. attacking us. And then even at that point, we have to warn them. And then if they keep doing it, we can disconnect the call at that point. But we can't just hang up on them. And anytime a threat is made, you have to start their protocol. There was a couple of other things that I wanted to go over with you mm-hmm. from calls that you had taken today. There was a double down call from this morning.
Yes.
Okay,
for double
do
down. Yes. Okay. So for double down, I got a double down call, I believe, yesterday. And when it popped up on the script page, it said no campaign. Then the call stayed on the line for like 4 seconds. Then it just hung up by itself before I even got a chance to say something. So I was
okay.
guessing it was like an automatic thing since it said no campaign.
Right. Okay. Well, you will still get calls with actual customers on the phone. It's just that campaign is not active as of yet. So you still want to open the call as you normally would any other call. And
okay.
then if there's just nobody on the line, you say you're, you know, disconnecting due to no caller response or whatnot, and then release the line. But you do definitely want to open the call. I noticed on that one you didn't open the call at all and you just hung up after like 20 seconds. There was another call that you took this morning that was a Supreme call
mm-hmm.
where the customer called in and it was a guy and he said that he had a cream and he had a, I guess a serum. I don't know which, it may have been the CBD product or whatnot, but it was just he kept telling you he didn't want the cream product added to the order. He just purchased it today. And
mm-hmm.
you just canceled that one off and refunded, voided the charge off, and you didn't offer any saves to that. So even if it's like a same-day order and they call in and they're asking to cancel an additional product that was added to the order, you
mm-hmm.
still have to try to retain that product. So you still want to give them product knowledge about, you know, why it's best to use them together. They give the best results if you're combining them both. This is what I can do, extension, discount, and then you're good.
Okay.
But you still have to offer saves or else QA is going to auto-fail you for that. And then there was a Helix call we need to discuss. Do you remember, if you look back in our messages, right above on March 24th, where it says you haven't tried all avenues to locate the customer's account?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're noticing that you're still doing that on your calls. You're only trying with the zip code and the customer's phone number, and that's it.
That just was on Helix. But I have been, well, on other calls, and from the last time we had that discussion,
mm-hmm.
I have been using all avenues, but I do understand.
Okay. Well, I monitored quite a few calls that you've had today. There was a Koala call. There was this Helix call. And then let me check back to see what the other one was, where you, again, were only saying that you're looking them up by their number and their zip code and you're not finding anything. And then you would direct them to call their bank to get the right number. So this Helix call, the one that I'm speaking about now, I'm only bringing that one up specifically because you also told the customer that you were a supervisor when she asked to speak with a supervisor. And then she asked about our phone number and asking if you knew what phone number she dialed, and you told her you didn't, but that you were a supervisor to the company. So was there any particular reason why you were saying that, or was there any particular reason why you were just trying to search her with her zip code and her number, or on any of the other previous calls? Okay. Well, we can't falsify information like that, for one.
Okay.
You having all of these calls where customers are calling in and they're like, hey, I got this charge. You only searching them by their phone number and zip code, and you're not linking anything just by those two avenues and directing them to their bank. Let's say that all of these customers you're telling to do this to calls their bank, and their bank is like, hey, well, we can just dispute it since they're not willing to help you. And they're like, okay, well, we'll go ahead and dispute it instead. Imagine all of the chargebacks that are getting hit to these campaigns by you're not, you know, trying to help and figure out what's going on with the account, pulling up the account, doing what you need to do as far as with our protocol here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell someone that you're a supervisor if you're not a supervisor. So you want to just, hey, you know, I can definitely assist you. Let's try to look up your account with an email address. Let's try with your first and last name. Let's try with the first six and last four of the card. And that should be applied on any campaign that you get. So with Koala, you know, there's like six or seven campaigns that Koala is over.
Mm-hmm.
At the very bottom of the Koala script, it lists all of those different Koala campaigns. So if you tried all avenues to look up a customer on the campaign that the script came under, like let's say it was Koala V2K, you tried their name, zip code, email, first six, last four, you didn't find anything. At that point, the next step that you should take would be to ask what's the name of the product that they have. Check your script to see if that product name is listed there. If it is not, you're supposed to go to the additional scripts that are located at the very bottom of that one, open up those scripts, and check those scripts for the product name that they're calling in about so that you can find the correct number to provide to them. So you want to make sure that you're doing that on all of your Koala calls. Gelber also has the same thing. Like at the bottom of the script page, it lists as Mamba Marketing and 2C Marketing. So if the customer mentions the name of a product, you've tried all avenues to locate them, you can't. You're supposed to check those bottom scripts for that product name. And if you find it, provide them with the phone number that's listed next to it for them to call.
Okay.
So I don't know if you were... remember much of that from your training and all, but that's the proper protocol when you can't find an account and there's other campaigns that are listed at the very, very bottom of your script page underneath the product list. So you got to get better with trying to locate these customers to prevent these possible chargebacks that they're going to hit these campaigns with. If they start filing, you know, we get a whole bunch of chargebacks to one campaign, that client's going to lose that campaign. That's calls that we lose, and then that could be potential, you know, time that we're all missing because we won't have no calls. There ain't no need for us to come to work.
Right.
Do you have questions or anything as far as any of this goes so far that I've been speaking about?
No, man. I just got to do all avenues.
Yes, you got to do better. Yes, for sure. You got to... Also, with that campaign that was sent over from the client, there was falsified notes listed. You only notated, I'm going to send it to you. You only notated the customer called in to verify the account, in which the customer called in asking about charges, making all these different type of threats, and all of those threats were ignored. So you got to make sure that anytime you get a call, you're handling or you're notating the call exactly how you're handling the account. Because, like I said, these clients can really request at any point in time a call from us. And depending on who the agent is that took it, we want to make sure that we're providing them with, you know, a good call, not someone who's just kind of slacking and not giving them all the necessary steps and what needs to be done on the account when it's due. The last time that Aya spoke with you, she provided you with a written warning. Let me pull that up. Now, are you familiar with, like, the steps of the coachings when you're given, like, a documentation, like a write-up, basically? Are you familiar with the steps that come along with that? Like, how they...
Correct.
So you are familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you are aware that the next step from your written warning should be a suspension, a 2-day suspension?
From a written warning? That's only, I thought that was like if... You was talking about the same...
Like the same issue has keep
correct
keep occurring
the
like
same
that?
The same issue okay. occurring.
Okay, so anything under production, anything as far as like you're not offering saves, you're disconnecting the call on customers, your hold time is exceeding 30 seconds, you're not saying the product name, you're not trying all avenues to access the account, you're not starting threat protocol, anything in regards to how you're handling that call when you're on that call is under production. So if you get a code, like we speak with you at first and say, hey, you know, you didn't offer saves, you didn't start that protocol, we may just send you a follow-up recap email and say, hey, please do so going forward to prevent anything else from having to be documented. Let's say the next week you come up and you're not asking about the ad, or you're not, you're having excessive hold time, so you're disconnecting on customers. That's still under production. So anything under production, we can move up to the next step. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same infraction that keeps happening. It's anything that falls under production category that can cause you to get a coaching. So the last time that Aya spoke with you was for, on this coaching I'm looking at, it was a Gilbert call. You failed to ask about the ad. You didn't start their protocol after a dispute was made. You ignored another dispute on a Koala DC call. You stopped responding to customers, and then you hung up. That went under production. Those were all production issues. So that's how you it led you up to a written warning, because at first it starts with a developmental coaching, a coaching and counseling, a verbal write-up, and then a written warning write-up. So once you get to that written, the following step from that, if it falls under production category, is going to be a suspension, a 2-day suspension. But what I'm calling you for and about today is we're not going to move to a suspension. I'm going to give you that, you know, that second chance to see if we can get these issues corrected before having to take that step. But just so that you are aware, anything that falls under production, if it's like, you know, severe like that, we won't have any other choice. You can't tell customers that you're a supervisor on the call when you're not an escalation agent. You can't falsify account notes. You have to be sure that you're offering saves on all of your calls. And then you also have to be sure that you're starting threat protocol anytime valid threats are made and trying to search by all avenues possible to locate these customers' accounts to be able to assist them. So what I'm going to do is just send you a recap email today, just going over everything that we've discussed, everything that you're aware of. And, we got to get these issues corrected so that it won't have to lead to the next step, because I don't want to have to do that. However, you're not leaving us with a lot of wiggle room. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you have any concerns or anything that maybe we can help you with to kind of get better with anything, or questions about any of this that we've went over?
No.
Okay. Now, this last coaching as well. Let me see. Yeah, so you want to make sure. How has your scheduling been going? Like, have you been okay with adhering to your schedule lately? I know that was an issue the last time you guys talked too. So you being an at-home agent, you got to maintain a 90% or above attendance rate. Do you think you've been doing better with that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That will also, if there was a suspension that had to take place in the future, within the next 90 days, rather, you would lose your at-home privileges and be forced to return back in office. So that's another big reason why you want to make sure that you try to correct these infractions ASAP. After 90 days, the coaching will fall off and you'll start from the very beginning. So if you don't have any infractions come up within the next 90 days, severe as these and continuous and all of that, then we should be good. But the email is just going to recap all of that information and kind of give you an insight on what's going to happen if it does keep happening like this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then. Well, if you don't have any questions or anything for me, then I guess we can wrap this up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Let me know if we can help in any way.
All right.
Okay, have a good rest of your shift. Bye.
You too.